We headed in the direction of the temple, but stopped a few blocks beforehand at the address we'd found at the tavern. It was a rough neighbourhood, but the house in question seemed well kept. Cleo and I walked up to the house and knocked on the door. As the door opened, the smell of a rare perfume wafted out. We were greeted by a modest-looking woman who invited us in. You would have to be a private investigator to understand our surprise at this. It had never happened before in my entire professional career. Even my own mother kept the door locked and just threw things at me when we came to call.
Well, ma'am, I hope you don't take offence, but we're looking for a woman who used to, live here.
I've lived here most of my life.
Well, then you must know her. it was someone who used to live with you. Not that I'm suggesting such a person would live with you. Oh, I can't do this to a nice lady who's just given us tea and biscuits. Cleo, you ask her.
We want to know if you're a
professional cleaning lady. Cleo, you can't just accuse a respectable Jewish woman of being a lady of the night.
End of the day, end of the evening, by my reputation. I thought you wanted me to do this.
Just be more subtle.
No problem. How much do you charge, love?
Oh, I haven't done that since I met Jesus of Nazareth.
You're Mary?
Yeah, I'm Mary. What do you want to know?
As in the men's room at the inn?
That's right. But you should know a lot's happened since that was written, and it's all because of Jesus. But what do you want to know?
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
I get to say that next time, okay?
Okay.
I remember it as clear as it were yesterday. I was walking home. I was a bit nervous. You know how dangerous the streets are these days. Is there anything to keep us safe except the Pax Romana?
No, just the Pax, ma'am. Just the Pax.
Anyway, I was walking along and a guy asked me if I wanted to engage in an act of sin. Of course, my immediate reaction was to say yes. But then a mob of these religious types came by. They were fixing to stone me for it, but instead of doing it on the spot, the mob dragged me through the streets and into the synagogue and threw me down in front of this young teacher.
That would be Jesus.
Well, duh.
I don't know why they brought me there. I don't know why him, but they went straight to him and said, "The law demands this woman should die, and what do you say about it?" I should have died, but then it happened.
What?
He stuck up for me. He said that since they wanted to kill me for sin, one of them without sin should throw the first stone.
So what happened?
They left. The place was completely deserted except for me and Jesus.
Wow.
And then he says to me, "Is there anyone left to condemn you?" And "No one," I says. And then he just smiles and said, "Well, I don't condemn you either. Now go and stop sinning." A harlot and a priest. You never saw nothing like it.
What do you do?
I went home, stopped sinning, and I followed him. And sent electronic messages to all my friends to tell them. Do you want to see the emails?
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Just the facts, ma'am.
You've got to say that at the beginning.
Says who?
Everybody.
Well, I'll say it when I want.